This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The man who authorities say firebombed Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's official residence in Harrisburg was motivated by what he claims were the governor's plans for what he wants to do to the Palestinian people. That's according to a search warrant signed by the Pennsylvania State Police and released yesterday. KYW's Matt Coughlin has this report.
Shortly after, Cody Bomber's one-time girlfriend called State Police Sunday night identifying Bomber, at his request, as the man who started the fire at the governor's mansion. Troopers say Bomber himself was on the phone with 911. Bomber told the dispatcher he was upset about Shapiro's plans for the Palestinian people, at one point saying, quote, "Our people have been through too much by that monster." During the opening of a Hershey plant this morning, Governor Josh Shapiro addressed the incident.
This kind of violence has no place in our society, regardless of what motivates it. This is not how we resolve our differences.
The information about the potential motive comes from newly released search warrants for Bomber's storage locker, his parents' home, and his electronic devices. Bomber's family have said he struggles with mental illness. According to the search warrants, on Sunday, Bomber admitted using gas from his lawnmower and beer bottles to make the Molotov cocktails, walking an hour to the governor's residence and starting the fire. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Department of Justice is working with investigators here in PA.
Those photos, it was horrible. I firmly believe they wanted to kill him.
Bondi did not say if the federal government will pursue separate charges. Among the state charges, attempted murder and terrorism. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Millville, New Jersey residents are demanding answers after a fire last week killed two young sisters and displaced nearly two dozen people. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us much of the frustration stems from faulty fire hydrants.
The cause of last Wednesday night's fire on 4th Street near Railroad Avenue is still under investigation, but response was certainly hindered when officials say the cap on the nearest fire hydrant got stuck, and then the hydrant itself broke as firefighters tried to get it off. Resident Sean Thom was bothered by that when he spoke up at Tuesday evening's Board of Commissioners meeting.
It should be unfathomable to think that our city can allow fire hydrants to not be in working order in the most densely populated area of our city, which impacts response efficiency.
Darius Smith says he wants transparency and accountability in the wake of the fire, which killed 9 and 13-year-old sisters and displaced 21 people.
I'm also asking for hydrant inspection records for the past 24 months.
Charles Kirk Hewitt is Millville's Director of Public Safety.
We're not heartless people up here. We have to follow the law. And unfortunately, I, even as Public Safety Director, cannot sidestep that law. When we can release, we will release information. We will release what we can.
According to preliminary information, Millville's fire chief does not believe the fire was caused by foul play. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Free concerts are coming back to Camden County. Dozens of acts will be playing at three venues this spring and summer, as KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty tells us more.
Memories filled with an ancient power.
Tyler Acey is lead singer of the Tisberries. They're scheduled to play the stage at the Dell at Haddon Lake Park on July 16th. He can't wait to get up there and connect with the crowd.
I love community. We've done a lot of like community park event show type of things. So it is a different type of vibe, and but I love it.
There are also performances at Cooper River Park and the Camden Waterfront. County Commissioner Ed McDonald says they're very excited about the acts they've been able to book this year, which also includes Todd Rundgren and Bob Marley's son Julian.
It's going to be an amazing season. This is a tradition in Camden County, free concerts, free, wonderful cultural experiences for the community.
Visit CamdenCounty.com for a full rundown of the events at all three stages. At Haddon Lake Park, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.